Thank you for holding. Is this Stuart?
Yes.
Hey, Stuart. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy morning, so good problem to have. Yeah.
That's right.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, I think I got it.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of self-explanatory if you use Google often. Occasionally, I do run into people who don't use Google that often, so it's kind of
right.
Yeah, those are interesting conversations. But the major benefit to you in all this is that we have a listing available in your industry locally. You'll notice if you do the search, there's only three spots that show there next to that map. So we only have one available within our company as a Google partner, and that's how we got your information. Tara's basically just going down our list of qualified candidates. We're just looking for one company to fill the spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category, meaning that we won't be able to work with any other competing companies in the area. I'm sure you could see a value, though, in, being listed on Google as a top option ahead of the competition, right?
Right. And what are they searching for to find that those three?
Great question. So there's various different keywords. You'll actually notice, Stuart, if you go on Google, if you just typed in, like, pasta, right, you're going to see those three top recommended options in Google Places, right? They'll start pulling all the Italian restaurants that are doing this. So for your industry, we want to customize the campaign. We list you for 15 different keywords. We'll have recommendations, obviously, just based on the services that you provide, but you have final say on everything. So if you're trying to pull it up now on your computer, are you near a computer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, so you'd want to search your most profitable service. So I would say either drywall, fences, or flooring.
Probably drywall.
Okay. So just act like a customer, Just go on Google, type in drywall contractor. The search engine already knows where you're searching from, so you won't have to put, like, sulfur in there. You could just drywall contractor.
Okay.
You see that map?
Yep.
Okay. And then you see these guys like Complete Sheetrock Services, Angelico Construction.
Right.
Okay. That's where we're talking about placing you. We want to put Pelt Properties LLC there. Okay. We were previously working with another company, but the guy let us know that he's relocating out of the service area, which means we need to find a solution for that, right? Now, obviously, we have this More Business tab. They click on it. There's a whole list of you guys. We could start off there. Or if you scroll down, you'll start seeing other directories. There's Yelp. There's Angie's on here. There's Home Advisor on here. And we did see that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's, right? They're owned by the same company. So these guys, it's funny, they're on the first page of Google. They don't show up in the Google Places section because these guys are working with Google partners directly, right?
Right.
So that's why these guys are always first. But if you go, Angie's List is paying Google, Home Advisor by Angie's, right? They're owned by the same company. It's paying Google about $8 million to do this all over the country. And the reason they want to put themselves on the first page is because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they make a decision on the first page, right? So I think there's something very unique that I'm pointing out there in that Home Advisor and Angie's pay Google. Google doesn't pay Home Advisor by Angie's. It's because those guys are, getting majority of the leads that they sell. So maybe they pay Google $10 for a lead. They sell it to you for 30 and three or four other guys. Now they just made $120, off that lead, whether you get it or not, right? They don't care.
I'm in the wrong business.
So to speak. Right? And that's kind of why we kind of why we called you. We're like, okay, if you could do anything with that, then, imagine what it would be like if we have customers calling you directly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the whole intent behind the call. Now, you know, sometimes we make these calls and we go, okay, it makes sense from a financial perspective and we'll know he'll do better. It's just a matter of, can we get his foot in the door, right? And try to make the pricing fit. If you're one of those guys that has it turned off or you only buy like one lead a month, I'm not going to be able to beat their pricing, right?
Right.
But if you actually are looking to make money and, you know, you usually get, you know, even if you just get 10 leads a month on Home Advisor, I could probably beat their pricing and get you a lot more leads and opportunity, right?
Right.
Now, do you have a website already for the business?
I do.
Okay, perfect. That's one less thing we'll have to build. That'll make it more cost efficient for you. And then Tara said you're looking to cover about 40 to 60 miles around Sulphur. Is that right?
Yeah, probably 40, but it would be better.
The more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to get. But honestly, just within a 40-mile radius of Sulphur in the last 30 days, the keyword drywall, just drywall in general, right? There's obviously other keywords that will fall into that, but just drywall, 1,812 searches.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls, but I think even just having you listed for that one service would keep you pretty dang busy, not counting
right.
the fences and the flooring stuff.
Yeah.
But again, it always comes down to cost efficiency. So I'm going to send you this pricing page here so that way you can see it, and I'll jump right into it with you. So let's go. You got texting on this number, right?
Yes.
Okay, here it comes. And it's good you say 40 to 60, because that means usually a local listing like this will cover all that area. Sometimes I run into guys that want to cover like a whole state, or, you know, they want like a 60, 70 mile radius. And then you have to do something a bit more expensive, like those Platinum Premier packages that have Google Ads in it too, the pay-per-click guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ground you're covering, if we keep it within 40, then I know for sure we'll be able to cover that kind of territory with just this local listing. And you already have it in your own site. Should make it a lot more cost-efficient for you too. But as a Google partner, we like to turn into like your one-stop shop. So to speak. We don't want you having 100 different bills floating around that you're trying to keep track of. So the reason I sent you this link is because there's a package called a Platinum package in there, and it's advertised at $5.99 monthly. I could cut that price in half, get it down to just $2.99 as part of a new in business credit for businesses 5 years and under.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be about $10 a day, but what that package is going to do is not only get you the Google Places placement on the first page of Google, it gets you Bing local, so you're a top option on the first page of the Bing search results. It also has Facebook ads in it. It's at a set price where you're getting Facebook advertising on a Facebook business page. Do you have Facebook at all?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So are you running ads through the Facebook page?
Very seldom.
Okay. Well, we'll be able to give it a significant boost. We're also a Meta partner, not just a Google partner. So we have reps in-house that'll be able to do a weekly posting on there for you and run ads through it. And then they'll also do a popular directory submission in that Platinum package. So the popular directories are Yelp, you know, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're using an Amazon Alexa device. Your mobile listings on all these platforms as well, so that way you're still appearing as top recommended on the iPhones, Androids, tablets. So, I mean, it effectively would turn us into your one-stop shop for almost all of the online marketing and advertising that you have, with the exception of Home Advisor by Angie's and your .com website. We wouldn't touch that unless you gave us permissions to or told us that you wanted us to. But the convenience of that, you know, if you're like, hey, I want to change my phone number one day, or hey, I want to add the LLC or take the LLC out of my business name or change my hours of operations, we're able to do those things all at one time through all the platforms rather than you trying to scatter around and tediously correct each individual one, right? It just makes your life a lot easier. It allows you to kind of focus on calls as they come in and generating good reviews, right? So normally the $299 pricing structure is just an essential price. So the essential package is just Google Places, SEO content creation, and account dashboard and tracking system. Me upgrading you to the Platinum allows us to take care of all the other bases for you. That way you don't have to worry about going and signing up for Yelp and maintaining all these other online listings that could generate clients for you too. That's a big reason why I wanted to point that out. Home Advisor is just one directory where people might go there to look things up.
Right.
You know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, those are also directories that people use for reference, right? Like Yelp. So, you know, those are obviously things that we're going to be able to generate some leads off of, but we're not, that's not our main selling point. Let's put it that way. As a Google partner, I tell you about 90% of the calls that you get are going to come from the first page of Google. That's just what everybody uses, but I want you to be able to sleep at night knowing all your bases are covered. So you'll notice in the fine print, all the packages, they say a two-month commitment and a $299 setup fee. If you come on board with us today, I'd also waive the setup fee for you. So that's just me trying to make it as cost-efficient as possible. And I'll lock in your $299 pricing structure indefinitely. And we'll send that over in the service agreement. So it would just be $299. That'll cover your entire first month of service with a Platinum package bundle. And then if you want to continue to use us, it's month to month. So as long as we want to continue to use our services, we'll give you that $299 pricing structure and keep it locked in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, if I could approve a package like that, I mean, what do you think?
What about, what could you do with, I'm trying to figure out where I was at, with the essentials? Could, if I just done the essentials, could you do a discount on it? I'm just trying to get, you know, break it down as low as I can.
Yeah, I was doing the same thing. That's kind of why I went, because they're not really going to let me go beneath that $299 threshold. It's very close to the wholesale on what it costs us just to do the Google Places listing, right? All the other stuff I was trying to throw in just to kind of maximize the return on investment. And trust me, I mean, if I could get it down and get you a higher return, that's what I want to do, because the chances of you continuing to use it for the rest of the time you own your business are a lot higher, you know, and that's what we're aiming for. We're aiming for something long-term, even though we're offering it to you month-to-month. I think the month-to-month is just a more giving you our vote of confidence that, you know, you're going to like it on your own without us having to throw a contract in there. But let me see.
I don't think I'm in a position today to be able to do it.
Okay.
And I do realize y'all probably sell it. Before I get ready, but I'd like to maybe get back in touch with y'all at a later date.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're not disqualified for it by any means, but let me ask you this. I mean, you say the price. Is the price the only thing that's holding you back?
Yes, because, I mean, I'm in the, you know, Angie's done. It's like $1,000 a month there, and it's
Oh, geez.
I need to start getting stuff to be able to take on anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you got to look at that though is like, hey, yeah, you might be spending $299 right now, but if this thing gets you away from Angie's, which I think it will, you know, that's saving you $700 really. Cause, I mean, you're not going to want to keep spending $1,000 every month and getting those same results, those saturated leads. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, and this might be a shot in the dark, but I can ask, you know, I could see if I could get you on what's called a friends and family rate, basically act like I know you personally. And, again, you know, $299 is usually the lowest. The only time I can get under that is if I put you on a friends and family plan. It would bring it down to $249. I mean, it's only $50 less that they would be charging my dad if I wanted to do it for him. But I mean, if I could get approval on something like that, do you think that would make it more feasible to get your foot in the door?
Yeah, that probably would help.
Okay. I literally have to ask him. Is it okay if I put you on a hold?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
The printer?
I'm
going to have to go and plug it and put it back in. I just need to reset it. Really set it.
All right, Stuart, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So I got approval from our supervisor to do the friends and family rate at $249 month to month if you want to come on board with us today.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. You're going to love it. I was trying to explain it to him. I'm like, man, if once I could show you the difference or show him the difference between this and what he's doing now, I don't think he'll be going anywhere for a while. So, all right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 337-853-0280?
Yep.
All right. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
4516 Maplewood Drive.
Maplewood. Okay, I found it. 70663 in Sulphur?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and update. And then, do you have license and insurance?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I should have asked that a lot earlier. That could have thrown a wrench in things.
Yeah.
Go all this distance. All right. And then what's your last name, Stuart? Is it Pelt, like the business name?
Yes. Right, right.
All right, and then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts applied. I want to make sure you have that documented, and then I'll send an invoice so you could write it off here in a couple months.
Okay. It's S-T-U-A-R-T dot P-E-L-T.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. I was spelling your name wrong, too. Well, actually, Tara spelt it wrong, and she transferred you over. S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yeah.
Okay. Stuart Pell. Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's see. What do I have normally? Say 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. And is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I work the weekends, but do Monday through Friday.
Okay. You want me to list anything for Saturday and Sunday, or you want them closed?
Well, I'm seeing what everybody else does.
I can do by appointment only. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By appointment only means they can still call you, but you're not really expected to work outside of your traditional hours.
Right.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. I gotcha. Let's submit. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Let's submit. All right, perfect. So I got your business profile created. Now, we'll need to do a client interview with you. The client interview is so that we customize the campaign properly. We want to be very specific. We want to make sure we have you listed for the right services and in the right areas. So usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete a client interview, but we ask for an hour window. Just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What's your schedule look like for today?
Can we do it like at 1 o'clock Central time?
Yeah. Yeah, actually that works. I have a slot between 1 and 2 available.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and lock you in here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and then I'll text you before the client interview too, just as a heads up.
Okay.
All right. Just want to give us enough time to pull like the top recommended keywords. Should be pretty easy. I mean, it's just drywall, fences, and flooring primarily, right? Residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But we got 15 keywords, so we might need your help figuring out.
We do a lot. We do everything really. So we...
Okay. All right. So let me go boom. All right. We'll get it squared away between 1 and 2. Let me add a client interview technician to this. Okay, perfect. I got it all set. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, Stuart, how'd you want to do that?
No card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's going to be under the business name.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. Pelt Properties, LLC.
No. Yeah, it's both. It's actually both.
Okay. Is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
So my first name is Russell.
Oh, okay.
My middle name is Stuart, but I go by Stuart. So the card says Russell Pelt.
Okay. 2 S's, 2 L's in the first name?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Stuart S. Pelt. I'll always call you Stuart, but I just want to make sure because we send over the invoices. And when you write it off,
right,
it's got your legal name on it. It just makes it a lot easier for the CPA. All right. And then the billing address, the 4516 Maplewood Drive, or is that the same billing address that we're sending your group into? Okay.
Yep.
All right, Stuart. I'm ready for you.
4246.
4246.
3153. 3587.
7898. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
627.
627. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
886.
886. Okay. And then there's a security question, in case you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives or vice versa. So you got 3 options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name, Jordan.
Okay. J-O-R-D-A-N. Like the basketball player? Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. And then I got a voice verification for you. Now, this is an added form of protection for you. We're going to send to you in writing. As I'm walking you through it, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, you just stop me, okay? But I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your company.
Okay. All right.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Stuart. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Pelt Properties, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Russell Stuart Pelt, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't got to cancel anything, Stuart. It's just saying we don't want you to duplicate anything. I tried to get you on a package where we cover all your bases, you know, so you shouldn't need anything else. But if you're going to add something after today, give us a heads up so that way we know, you know, you're not duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you.
Right.
All right. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you're first starting out, but it's month to month. I've waived all contracts. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 14th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle as part of a friends and family discount that I got a managerial override on. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to renew each month on the 14th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So that friends and family rate is indefinite. So if you're with us for 5 years, you get the same deal. It's not going to go up on you or change back to the original pricing. Now, it does state in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We just part ways as friends. You'll still have your Google business profile, all your business reviews, everything that you've accumulated while using our services. You just won't see yourself on the first page anymore. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to get a welcome text message. You're actually going to get two of them with an outline of the agreement in writing, and then you got to sign off on it. And then the second one is going to ask you for some pictures to send in of your license, insurance, things of that nature, just documentation. This will go straight to Google. All right, and they're going to verify your listing. And this will, they'll have a little badge on your Google business profile. It will let the client or potential clients know that, you know, you're Google verified. And that helps a lot, and then it adds a lot of legitimacy. So if there's any legitimacy questions going on, those will be put to rest before they even call you.
Okay.
Okay. We like it that way. So when the calls come in, you know, you got somebody in the area who was just looking up a service you provide, saw you're legit, saw your website and everything, and then gave you a call. Now, that was another thing, actually, I wanted to hit on. I don't have your domain name here. For your website in order to attach that to your online listings. Is it just under Pelt Properties, LLC? Okay.
It's actually through another service that I have. So it's got a...
like a .net or -wix.site or something?
It's peltproperties.contractorplus.com.
Pelt Properties... dot contractor plus, like all spelled out.
Yep.
Dot com. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. I think this is it. Why is the logo so dang big?
It's small on mine.
That's very weird. I don't know if it's just here. Let me refresh it. It came huge, the logo.
Mine's like maybe an inch tall on the top.
This one looks scattered on the PC. Let me check it out on the phone here. You own this domain, Nope?
I don't know how that works. I'm doing all my invoicing through Contractor Plus, and they just offered a free website.
I don't blame you for that, but this thing is all over the place. Let's see. Well, the Friends and Family plan would get you a website, too, at no extra charge. But let me pull it up on my phone and see how it looks. Yeah, no, this is all over the place, even on my phone. Did you, are you looking at it on a PC right now?
Yeah. Just pulling it up.
I'm about as zoomed out as I can get on this thing. And it looks, you don't see how that, the logo, like the big blue and gold is all humongous?
No, it's like an inch tall. It's in the white bar at the top.
Yeah. For some reason, for me, it comes off real big. Like, right when you get in there, I got to scroll, like, pan down. Then I got this thing, like, circling over the pictures of the fence. And the addresses are all over. Yeah, it looks like it's just, like a loading thing. And then it's got the same picture twice. A lot of the writing's in and just, like, a white area. The light off to the right. What is going on? Okay. Well, you know, I can hyperlink it, and maybe it just might be me, but it's happening on my PC and my personal phone that I pulled it up on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could attach it like this. If you decide that you want to change it, though, I'm going to leave the website as an option for your client interview tech. I'll give you a chance to kind of look at it and tell me how you feel between now and 1 o'clock. I'll leave that as an option for you if you want to get the site, okay? It's no extra charge.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're a real nice site. So I'll send you an example one in the text so that way you can get an idea on what you're comparing it to. I know you wouldn't want to go through sending all that stuff over again, but it'd be worthwhile sending in the photos and everything. Okay, website example, ranking customer. And yeah, here's a landscape service in Chapel Hill. Did you get your welcome text messages? They'll say, like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And there's another one that'll say, like, Local Splash Stewart to get your Google business profile verified. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So there's two links in those ones. One of them will go ahead.
I was pulling up the website now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is an example of a landscaping service using on my site.
Yes.
So that's what I was saying. If you wanted something like that, I could throw that in. That's no extra cost to you. And these ones are nice. They have a responsive design for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Pretty simple layout, but the cleaner, the better, and less loading. I feel like the one that you have is a little scattered around. I got some big photos, some little photos.
Which is weird. It looks great on mine, so I don't understand why.
Okay. Maybe it's just me for some reason, or maybe it's like the format. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll open up another computer and try it.
Yeah, I would look at it because I have to, like, pan through it, you know what I mean? Like, side to side.
Yeah.
I got to scroll all the way to the right and the bottom and stuff just to get around.
No,
even on my PC, it's like that. Like, it's literally so big that gold T takes up the whole screen on my PC.
Yeah, some may right there. Yeah.
Yeah, the format. So they might be able to fix that, though. Some guys, it's an easy fix, or if you call them, just say, hey, you know, I don't know if you have somebody doing it or if they have you kind of doing it on your own, but if you tell them, hey, my site's looking crazy, they should be able to swap it. But that's a big reason why we like to do everything in-house, you know, is like instead of us having to go, okay, call your website guy, tell him this, you know, if we have it here,
we can
collaborate and get it knocked out.
Yeah, we can look into it.
Okay. Well, I'll just leave it on the table. Like I said, if you look at it and you can get it fixed and you like what you already have, then we'd rather use what you already have, especially if you put that on a business card somewhere already, you know, last thing you want to
do. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I haven't. So.
Okay. Well, all options are on the table in that. Just a couple things I want to confirm before I leave you to your day, and we'll circle back to the client interview, okay? So there's a text in here. It'll say, Stuart, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Looked like it was sent about 6 minutes ago, the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a link. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that link in that text, it'll take you to an outline of your agreement in writing. So this has everything in that platinum package outlined in black and white. Okay. So you got all the products and features. And then as you scroll down, you'll see like the billing date with the discounted pricing structure, the continued payment still at the same pricing structure. It'll have like cancellation policy. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your name. Now you'll notice your name on there is going to come across as Russell S. Pelt. That's how it is on your billing information. So we just want to make sure that all matches up. Okay, and then
I did that and I sent you to a login screen.
Okay, don't worry about the login until the end of your client interview. They're going to send you a separate email with the temporary login and a YouTube video to show you how to use your tracking system. Right now, it's going to be blank until we complete the client interview anyway, so that's what I was saying. Don't worry about it. Okay, so let me see if I got it back here. Usually it comes back as signed. There's a hard copy of this in your email. It's not showing as you signed it. You put Russell S. Stewart on it, or Russell S. Pelt on there? Okay. Oh, there we go. It just took it a second. It says it's signed. Okay. And then there's another form. You go to the other text messages. You'll find one. They'll say, thank you. And it'll say, Stewart. I think it starts with thank you instead of just welcome. And they'll say, or it says Local Splash, sorry. And they'll say, Stewart, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further.
Mm-hmm.
You see that one? There's a link in there too. Okay, it'll say url.localsplash.com/google. So if you click on this form, you got to fill this form out for your Google verification. So it's going to ask you for a series of photos, like your license, the insurance, paperwork. It'll say like tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You could cover up the numbers on your license plate if you want, if you don't want Google having that. You just kind of cover it up, but they just want to make sure it says Louisiana on it. And then it says at the bottom too, like if fill this out as much as you can. Sometimes Google can't verify it because they don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live call with a Google representative. So we'll actually three-way call Google, have them on the line, and we'll just verify it over the phone that way if you're missing anything. But try to send in as much as you can that it's asking for, like invoice, picture of workplace.
Can I get to that on through email too?
Yeah.
So it'd be easier to attach pictures and stuff?
Yep, it's in your email. Mm-hmm. So everything that you see here in the text is also in your email.
Okay.
All right. Well, sounds like your phone's ringing. You got a potential prospect on the lines, but I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Looking forward to bringing in more prospects for you, stealing you away from Home Advisor. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you can always call in. We have 24/7 customer service available to you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll be here to assist you throughout the campaign, and I'm going to circle back with you, actually, for the client interview at 1 o'clock. So I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye now.